Hi, I'm Gayatri.
And I'm Steph, and welcome to Sunshine and Rainbows.
In this episode, we talk about embarrassing adventures in public speaking and calling on your soul for assistance during those times.
We also talk about polarity and how every experience we have is perfect for our soul's evolution.
Lastly, we talk a little bit about Steph's experience with the Akashic Records and really following your heart and intuition when making decisions.
We hope you enjoy.
Hi, everyone. How are y'all doing today?
Hi, guys.
I love that I say y'all.
I was just going to say that.
Where did
that
come from? I love y'all. Obviously, I'm not from the South.
It's okay.
We hope you had an awesome week, and we're happy to be back here with you and see what comes today.
Yeah, we have no clue today. I mean, we usually have no clue. But some days we have a little bit more of a clue than other days. And today there's nothing.
Yet.
So we're going to just see what comes out, what flows today.
Yeah. If anything.
I know. You know, before each podcast, we do a little invocation and we ask that our souls let whatever is going to, was meant to be said today, just to flow through. So we kind of just allow ourselves to be like this channel, like clear channels of whatever is meant to be shared today.
Yep.
And it's interesting because sometimes, well, I won't speak for you. I'll speak for myself. Sometimes my mind gets wrapped around like, what are we going to talk about? Or, you know, and if I notice that if I let my mind get too into it, then we're just like, it just go blank because it's your, you know, it's your ego wanting to know what's going to happen. It's like that uncertainty of just totally surrendering the podcast to whatever we're meant to talk about is hard for your mind to grasp, I think.
Yeah.
But when it happens, we end up having the best podcast because we just surrender and whatever we're meant to say is just going to come out.
Yeah. It's so true. For years, I've been one of those people that like, I can't plan. Like if I'm supposed to say something in front of someone, which is very rare, but if I were to, if I plan, it just doesn't come out right.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like, you know, like trying to make something happen, but it doesn't flow.
You know, it's funny. I wonder, like I used to be the opposite because I was so terrified of public speaking that I would plan out every single word. And I, you know, like I would write it all down because I'm like, what if I forget? And what if I forget? And what if this happens? But maybe I should have just thrown it away and just let it all flow, I probably would have been better at it.
Well, but it,
I used to just start to like get sweaty and you know, when you just get like,
oh my gosh, I have the best story about that. I have to tell it. This is one of the most embarrassing moments of my life.
Okay.
We had a speech class in high school and we'd have to give 5-minute speeches, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's actually a really long time.
I've done that.
It's a very long period of time, especially if you don't like being in front of people. Yes. And in high school, I had a really hard time being in front of people for many years. Now, not as much.
But no, now I don't either, but I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. But so I had a speech. I'd written it about skin cancer. So I'm up there and I'm like very pale skinned and I turn red like when I get embarrassed. And so I'm up there and my friends are in the audience and I'm like speaking, I'm reading my speech. And I was dripping with sweat and my entire face was like a tomato, like literally a tomato.
No.
And I'm shaking. And my friends said that like there were like blotches, red blotches coming up out of my shirt and down my arms. And I'm giving this speech about skin cancer and the different types in my whole body. My friends were like, it was like you had a sunburn. It was like you're talking about sunburns and actually like showing us
what they look like.
What they look
so
like.
Funny.
It was, it's like marked in my memory as like it was a very challenging moment in my life. But it was at this point, thank God, I'm not like that anymore. I still get nervous.
I get nervous too. Yeah. That is bad though. I used to get really, like, I thought I would faint. That's how nervous that I used to get. I did one public speaking class and I saved it for like the last semester.
Yeah,
because I just refused to do it. And then I finally did it. And then I got put into this class in college with every single cute boy in the entire school.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. And I was like, you have to be kidding me. And that's why I had to get over my feet.
Oh my God. Did it help?
I mean,
or was it just torture?
No, it was torture. It was totally torture. I already got nervous. And then I'm like, the whole thing. It was torture. Yeah.
I remember I also was horrible at interviews. I'm better now because I'm more comfortable talking about myself now. But back then I there was so much pressure. I don't know. It was like right when I was first starting to like, I think it was right after I graduated from college or even in the summer. I don't remember. But I had this interview with this person and it was the weirdest layout. It was like a big room, like a big conference room. And all these different people were interviewing for this. It was the lame. It was just like a little job, not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The interviewer was at the front of the room with the table and whoever was interviewing was on the other side, but all the people were behind them. So like, you're like talking to this interviewer, like having an interview, but all these people are listening to you and it was horrible. And I was turning bright red and unshaking and all this stuff. And at the end of the interview, she was like, why do you want this job? And I was like, oh, I love people. I love interacting with people, you know, la, la, la. And she was like, are you sure? I was like, yes.
I think so.
I do. I really like people. She didn't believe me. Obviously, I didn't get that job.
Oh, you know, a little tip. I was just thinking of this for anyone out there who has a fear of that is to call in your higher self before you go in to do a presentation or a job interview. Or whatever it is, to just call in your higher self, because your higher self knows all the answers to all of the questions. Yeah. Your higher self can recite exactly what needs to come out. And to just call that in, call your soul in, because our egos get wrapped around trying to make it perfect or what they think is the version of perfect.
Yeah.
And when you call in your soul, then you could take that pressure off just knowing that you're going to know exactly what to say.
Yeah. And I think it has a lot to do with the inner child too.
Yeah.
You know, I think back to those times and I'm just like, oh my God, my inner child must have been freaking out.
Yeah, terrified.
Terrified, literally.
Yeah.
I remember in the past year, I got up on stage in front of some people and I remember getting up there and I literally had no clue. Like I was just called to get up in front of these people to talk. And I had no clue I was just in my presence and I wanted to get up there to speak. And I just got up there and I told a story about my life. And it was like the most amazing moment because I'd never been that comfortable up on a stage in front of a group of people before. And it came from this place of just being in my presence.
Yeah.
Just totally being relaxed in who I am.
Yeah.
It gave me the ability to just do that because I was just so comfortable in who I was.
Exactly.
It was so liberating. When I got off the stage, I was like, oh my God, I've never done anything like that before.
And it's all meant to be. So like,
yes,
whatever is meant to happen is going to happen also. So like knowing, like, I just keep thinking of an interview because I remember I used to, that's a little nerve-wracking too before you go on a job interview.
Yeah.
But just knowing that whatever is meant to happen is going to happen. If you're meant to get that job, you're going to get that job no matter what comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And if you don't get it, it's because something else is coming that your soul knows is better for you than what you could have imagined.
Yeah.
So it's always to be open. Remember I said destiny? Like that one word that popped in before we started this was destiny. And it's like what's destined for you is going to come to you.
Yeah.
And just trusting that.
Yeah. And it takes the pressure off.
It does.
You know?
Yes.
It's like, okay. I mean, you also do your best and you put your best foot forward and whatnot.
Yeah.
But like, it's also kind of out of your control also.
It is. Yeah. We don't have to control every bit of it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to work out exactly the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It is. I wish I knew that. Like when I was younger. I know that's such a cliche thing but to say, but
what you just said is it's going to work out exactly as it's supposed to. So the fact that you know that now is exactly as it's supposed to be.
I know, but could you imagine going through life knowing that? That everything's going to work out exactly.
But we are going through life knowing that. I know. I mean, our lives are going to be very long.
That's true. We still have already a whole lot of life.
Right. So we are literally going through life knowing that.
Yeah.
And I think you learn, you know, as you go through life as a child and as a teenager and whatnot, it's like you learn these things. You can't know everything at the beginning. That would be boring.
You think it would be boring and I think it would be awesome. I'm always like, imagine if you went through and you didn't have this or this or this. And Gayatri is always like, wouldn't that be boring? And I'm like, no, I think it'd be amazing.
Challenges. Those are the things we were talking about. Like if there's no, like if it was just easy and if, yeah, easy life, like it would be great. And I'm just like, I think it'd be boring. And you know, what's funny is I was taking an Uber back from our last podcast. I was taking an Uber back home and the guy was from Nigeria and had this long conversation and we were talking about that.
No way.
We were talking about, he's like, I think it would be so boring. And I was like, oh my God, my friend thinks the opposite. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. I love that we're on the same page here. Cause I was like, someone in my life a few years ago was like, I just want everyone to believe what I believe. And I was just like, huh. What would that be like?
I wish I could take a picture of your face right now.
Confusion. I think that'd be horrible. I think everyone, you know, like
there would be no polarity. Everybody would be the same.
Yeah. It would be so boring.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that I could see.
You might like it for like a week, but like there's no difference. There's no conflict. There's no interesting discussions or just be like, oh, I agree.
I think one of the beautiful things is that everybody can have their own opinion.
Yeah.
And you can all still love each other and all be in harmony, but everybody can have their own opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can respect each other's opinions.
Exactly.
And belief systems.
And even if you don't agree, it's okay.
No.
You don't have to agree.
Because you're not them.
Right. And everyone has a different consciousness. Everyone has a different vibration. Everyone sees the world differently. Uh-huh. Everyone has a different childhood, different parents, different grandparents, upbringing.
Where they lived.
Yes. Like everything factors into the way you see the world.
Yeah.
So I think it would be impossible to have people that thought the same way.
I can't even imagine if everyone, like that just blows my
mind. Reminds me of a movie. I don't know what movie I'm thinking of.
It would be a really boring movie.
That's true.
Have you seen the Lego movie?
No.
Oh, man. Oh, the Lego movie is really good.
Really?
Yeah. It's so good.
It's like a movie with Legos?
Yeah. It's so good. It's like it blew my mind like how good it was. I thought I was not expecting it.
Is it a kids movie?
I mean, it's one of those movies like Disney where like it's a kids movie, but it also has really good stuff for adults. Like you enjoy watching them.
Cool.
There's a song in that movie. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool if you're part of a team. And it's all about like everyone doing the, like, I don't even know. I don't even know why I brought that up. But I think it was just because they were kind of brainwashed.
Oh.
That, I don't know, everything is awesome when you work as a team. Which is true. Just watch the movie. You'll like it.
Okay. I'll add it to my list of movies. That I never have time to watch and I always want to. You know what the best part is? I never have time to watch a movie, but then when I get time, I watch the same movies over and over.
Well, because you don't get to watch them very often, but you know, you want to watch something that you know is good.
That I know I'll love. And then I like happy movies. Like I have to watch like a rom-com or like just some happy movie.
Yeah.
It's just like, I know I'm going to finish it and be like, oh, that was awesome.
I know. I really like happy movies too. They just make you feel good.
They do. You know? And it's interesting how even watching a movie or a TV show can like switch your mood. Yeah, I never used to realize that. And then like, I want to say a few months ago, I watched a show that I used to love, I mean, forever and ever. And it was really sad. Mm. And I was so sad for like 2 days after the show. I just couldn't stop. And then I realized, and I'm like, oh, I don't think I can watch that anymore, because yeah. it just, you feel like you're in the, you feel like you're in the show. Yep. And I was like in tears for days.
It changes your
vibration. I know it's a little extreme, but no, I think also because I'm such an empath
yeah.
that I just like just soaked in all of the energy.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And I'm like, okay, I can only watch happy things.
yeah. It's funny because certain shows will do that to me. And then other shows that are like the same, like crime shows, like say there's like a crime show, right?
Oh, I can't watch those at all.
I loved Lucifer. Like Lucifer is like hilarious. This crime show with Lucifer, who's the devil, but he's like amazing. And I don't even know how to explain it, but I absolutely love that show. It was great. But then there was another one called Criminal Minds or something years ago that was like, I watched like 5 minutes into it and I was like, ah, like I can't, like it was too real. You know, like certain ones, it's like I know that they're not real and they don't creep me out and they don't drop me into that like scary place.
Yes.
But then other ones are just like
too much. I get really scared. Ever since I was a kid, I cannot watch horror movies.
Oh, I can't. I don't like that.
And I would do it to myself and then I would have nightmares for like ever and ever after.
I can't watch horror movies. It's just not, that's not a good idea.
No.
No.
No, I remember being a kid and being at my mom's friend's house, and she had an older son. So, and he had friends over, and my mom's like, whatever you do, do not go in there because they are watching a movie that's not good for you. I was like 6 at the time. Aww. And it was like Nightmare on Elm Street or something. I don't know. Some yeah. really scary one. And I, what did I do? I snuck it, you know, snuck in and watched it with them. And then I think I had nightmares for like years.
I'm not, no, I totally agree. I watched Psycho when I was a kid. I don't know. My mom let me, I don't know why we watched Psycho. I must have been like,
I don't know why.
I was little. I was like 7 or 8. I don't even know. I was really little. And I couldn't take showers.
Aww.
After that for literally years, I was terrified.
Yeah.
I took showers, but every time I took it, I would have to peek outside of, I had to lock the door. I had to peek outside of my shower curtain to make sure that no one was in the room.
Oh,
it was like crazy how much that impacted me.
Yeah.
It's like not a joke.
No. And it's funny because when you watch something like that, it can get, you can have imprints like in your yeah. energy field of things that have scared you since you were a kid. You know, and it's, a lot of people don't know that. Yeah. It's so interesting.
Maybe we can release that.
I was just thinking that.
But I'm not afraid of showers anymore.
Well, that's good
to
know.
I think I released it already.
That's because you're a water girl. You're like a bath and shower. Like you love all water, you know?
Yes.
I feel like maybe as time goes on, you start to release those things because you realize that it was just a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's interesting.
But God, that was for years. Like my whole childhood. Like, I don't even know when I stopped. Probably when I left home.
I wish someone would have just given me a healing and just released all the imprints of that movie. Would have saved me a whole lot of...
No, because it was perfect.
It was perfect.
Always gonna, I'll always bring it back to that. It was apparently perfect, exactly what you went
supposed
through.
Supposed to be really scared and sleep my mom's bed forever.
Yeah. You got something from that.
I was so scared. Anyway.
Yeah. It's interesting, but it is. It's everything that happens to us, like even like giving the speeches and turning bright red and all those and traumatic, like minor trauma.
Yeah.
But like, those are perfect too, you know, so that we could tell this story 20 years later.
Crazy. Our souls knew. They knew what was coming.
Oh, man.
Oh, this reminds me of something that we would go into the Akashic Records for.
Oh, my God. Totally. Yeah. You should tell them, maybe tell them a little bit more about the Akashic Records so they know what you're talking about.
Okay. So the Akashic Records are an energetic archive of the soul's past, present, and all future possibilities. So it holds a vibrational record of each soul's evolution. So you can go into the Akashic Records and you can see the soul all throughout all of the lifetimes and everything. And you can just really see the soul's path and the soul's journey. And you can ask what your life purpose is. You can ask why something happened in your life, you know, how you were learning and growing from that. There's so many different things that we ask when we go into the records. And Gayatri and I go in a lot. And it's interesting because when I first heard of the Akashic Records, it was like, I'm trying to think of how, I don't even remember. I think I got an email or something. Huh. And I was in therapist training to become an Ignite Your Spirit therapist, which is a lot. It's very intense training that we went through.
It's as an energy healer.
As an energy healer, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's case studies, it's exams, it's learning, it's all sorts of, it's a lot. It's very involved, which is awesome. And I had a little bit of a break, like a couple month break in between sessions. And I saw this with the Akashic Records and I was like, I need to do this. And everyone thought I was crazy because they're like, don't you want a little break? Like you have a young kid, you're, you know, you're up all the time.
Wasn't she
a
baby too at that point?
She was little. Yeah. 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 And everyone's like, don't you want a break? Like it's summertime, just enjoy yourself. And I'm like, no, I need to do this class. And I ended up fitting it in while Chloe was napping and, you know, it was fine. But, and at night, you know, but now it's one of my favorite things to do. I just knew I had to take it, even though everyone else thought I was crazy, but I knew that I had to do it. And I knew that that was my opportunity to do it. And I remember in my classes, we would always do readings for each other. We would get paired up. And part of our homework throughout the week was to give someone a reading and then you get a reading. And it was when I was first thinking like about really trying to make this move. And it was so valuable to me because I remember someone saying to me in one of the readings, it was like, I said to them, I'm leaving so much, you know, if I do this, like, it was like going out in like this other path, this other direction. And she said, I see this like walkway. And when I talk about it now, I just see like this little path, like in the woods or something with like beautiful flowers and trees over. And she was like, you're forging, you're going out there. Like the path that's not the typical like
road less traveled.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But at the end of that path is something so amazing. And that's what I knew inside. So I was like, I could do this.
I love that.
I know, but it was so cool. And it's such a good example of trusting your intuition. Cause I could have let that class go by but I jumped on it. And I was like, I knew I'm supposed to take this.
Yeah.
And now we go into the records all the time. I give readings all the time.
It's like your favorite place.
It is. It's my favorite place. The energy is it's just beautiful.
It's very beautiful and peaceful.
Yeah.
You know, it's also interesting. That's a really good example also of not listening, not really putting as much weight on what other people tell you to do.
Yeah.
But really following your intuition and following yes. what you know you need to do.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times we do put so much weight on what other people think or like need their assistance. But it's like, you know, you come like really, if you just go into your heart and feel and like tap into that place within you and ask yourself what feels good.
Yeah.
The answers are always there.
Yes. And you can even say, you can even ask that all of the other people's opinions, that all of the other people's thoughts and beliefs, ask that it leave, yeah. you know, just ask for it to be dissolved and then really just go into your heart. And if you feel yourself expand, I'm trying to think of how to put that in terms, like if you go into your heart and you think about the decision that you want to make or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and it feels good to you and you feel happy and you feel love, then that's following your intuition.
Yeah. And I think it takes practice probably.
For sure. Yeah.
But once you get it, then it's like, it's just, I don't know, like it's just hard to live without doing that.
It is so true. And you know when you didn't follow your intuition because it just feels just get different.
Hit on the head.
She did it again.
Bonk.
I had quite of those. At some point, I'll tell the whole story of when I got to LA, what happened. I had quite a few of not following my intuition because I was trying to do the logical thing.
You know, or the quote unquote responsible or the quote unquote right thing.
Yes, what everyone else thought that I should do.
Yeah.
But truly, when you follow your intuition, you can never go wrong.
I totally agree.
Ooh, should we pull a card to end our podcast?
Yes.
I'm having a lot of fun doing this. I love it.
Me too. It's fun.
Okay, so I'm going to pull it from the Work Your Light deck by Rebecca Campbell. And we ask that the card that I pull today be in the divine highest good of everyone listening to this podcast, that it help them with whatever they need at this moment to guide them on their path or anything else that their soul is calling for. So be it.
So be it.
Ooh, okay. The card is Pleiades, and it says double mission, channeling and uplifting humanity. The Pleiadians are a group of star beings dedicated to raising the vibration of the planet and sharing new consciousness through creations and technology. They have been incarnating on Earth since near the beginning of humanity. You are a soul who has a double mission, to grow at soul level and to raise the vibration of the planet. If you have been called to write, speak, or channel, this is your sign to keep doing it. Your work is divinely guided. Of all of the souls, Pleiadians are the chattiest, and so perhaps you've already started channeling some of this work into the third dimension. Thank you for doing your part in the great plan. Your presence and unique light is needed.
I love that.
And at the bottom of the card, it says, I call upon Pleiadian consciousness of the highest realms and highest good of humanity to work through me. Let me be a channel for only the purest light of the essence of source. Let me channel in a way that also serves me. So be it.
So be it. Yeah.
It's interesting with that creative energy again, because I think it was last podcast or the podcast before that, we sent the creative energy to everyone. So we must have a lot of creative people listening.
Yeah. Well, everyone's creative.
Everyone is creative. That's true.
I think most people, I didn't think of myself as creative for a long time. But now I do.
Now you do. Yeah.
I just got the urge to pull one. Are.
I just got the urge to pull one more.
Okay,
guys. One last one. Just heard one more.
Steph likes the cards.
I do.
I do too. What's this one? Is this, should we intend?
Yeah, let's do something different.
What should we do?
You just looked at me with a blank stare and I looked back at you with a blank stare. I have no idea.
How about? How?
Sorry, guys. I can't stop laughing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
How about the next card that we pull is to give us guidance for any challenges that we might be going through? Just really help us on our path, to guide us on our path.
Okay. And I just felt the urge to switch over to the Starseed Oracle by the same author, Rebecca Campbell. Okay.
Is it the same one or is it Surrender and Trust?
It's kind of funny. It says Earth School, Life Lessons, Soul Growth, Study, Higher Learning. You just said to help us what we're learning. Planet Earth is a great initiation for the soul, and life lessons are the curriculum for which we enroll. These aren't one-time lessons, but themes we choose to circle around, deepening our experience of them as we make our way through the spiral of life. Life lessons aren't only about getting it right, they're also about getting it wrong. Remember that Earth is a planet of polarity. Helps with this understanding. Everything we've been talking about. Each year, the study deepens more and more. If you pull this card while you're going through a difficult time, you're being prompted to remember that your soul came here to grow and learn. Try not to look at difficult times as getting it wrong. Instead, see them as opportunities for soul growth. If you can find a way to grow and soften your heart through the highs and lows, your soul is most definitely growing, which is the whole point. Pulling this card can also mean that you're being called to embark on a new area of study or growth. This could be through structured learning, such as university, school, or a training course. If you're having difficulties in a relationship, you're being reminded that these are opportunities for soul growth. After all, relationships are known as the number one way that we grow as souls while we're here on Earth. How are you being called to grow or learn?
Oh my gosh.
This is literally everything that we've been talking about. That's amazing.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that and it helps you with any challenges that you might be going through. Hope it gives you a little bit of guidance.
I hope so too. And I think it's important to remember that they're talking about going around and around. And sometimes you might think like, oh, I thought that I've already mastered this, or I thought I've already gotten through this, but you're just going to a deeper level to just heal a little bit more.
Yeah, we talked about that in one of our early episodes, the spiral.
Yeah.
Spiral of life.
And just to be kind and not to think that you're going backwards. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
You're just liberating an even deeper
kernel.
Yeah.
Deeper nugget.
So it's really a good thing, even though it doesn't always feel like it.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Well, on that note, we hope you have an amazing week.
Have a great week.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.